God treats us as he treated his son, Jesus, asking us to give ourselves, giving us glory at Tabor and the cross at Calvary. All the doors have been locked out, oh. All of them have opened to this. This is my vocation. This is my vocation. All the places have been thrown out, oh. All the places that I've ever been. This is my vocation. This is my vocation. All the nights that I've ever slept. All the nights that I've kept awake. This is my vocation. This is my vocation. All the days that I've ever lived. All the days I nearly got killed. This is my vocation. This is my vocation. All the tears that I've ever shed. All the smiles that I've ever made. This is my vocation. This is my vocation. All the things that I've ever seen. All the things I've been blind to see. This is my vocation. This is my vocation. This is my vocation. This is my vocation.
So why are you here? Have you considered that you were created to complete something? You were born with a purpose, a vocation, a way of living that serves God through your gifts and passions in the world. So how do you begin to discover your purpose? Ask yourself the big questions in life. Who are you, really? What makes you come alive? Know this, God has given you gifts and talents to make the world better. But it's up to you to search for the answers. Now it may not be easy, but the questions of your life deserve to be explored. So where do you begin to explore who you are? What matters to you? Your gifts, your experiences. Exploring the world around you will help you figure out who you were born to be, and there's no telling where it might lead you. It might affirm what you're already doing, or lead you toward new possibilities. Sometimes you can't always see the possibilities, but a mentor, a friend, a community can help you see what you can't see. So, this is a lot to think about, isn't it? Don't expect to discover your purpose overnight, but don't ignore what God wants to do through your life. So take time to listen and reflect on what God has called you to do in the world. Where your gifts, experiences, passions, who you are, who you're becoming, what's needed in the world today. Where all of these things collide is where you'll begin to discover your vocation. We all have a purpose in God's story. Will you have the courage to uncover your purpose?